this would be just a second.
How'd you make him behave, Miss Daisy?
Well, I talk to him sometimes, and sometimes I switch to him.
Wasn't he a little?
Yeah.
Just a little switch. Just a little ginger.
Switch, just singing.
Yeah.
Didn't try to put him, just kind of whining.
And that was, that last, that they remember
that.
That
last, tell him he forget it.
Yeah. Look at that, any beauty? That red bird up there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's beautiful. We run out of suet, Miss Daisy.
Said to run out?
Uh-huh.
Look, I thought I see a piece up there.
Yeah, there's a little piece over on this post. Where did Marty get all her sense?
Who?
George's wife. Where'd she come from?
Right over there. She was at home. This is, you see, that's Walt Woodham's daughter.
Oh, that's, oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I knew that. I just, yeah. Well? Is he pretty sensible fella?
Who? Well, he is lazy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Always have been. But Marcy, she's small. Let me see how many of us. He got one daughter in Dead City. Walk is.
Mm-hmm.
And he got two, I think,
again?
In New York.
In
two or three.
Yeah.
In New York.
Belleville. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you. Okay.
I've never known her very much. Well, I've seen her, you know, but I never heard her talk much.
Mm-hmm.
She just had too much to...
Tell my mom.
Yeah.
She don't talk too much.
She doesn't? Not to you?
No, me and her can talk, man.
Yeah.
If it ain't nobody there but just me and her. So we can have a good chat, just us two. But she don't talk much. I don't think she talks enough. Did she make George get a house there from the stand? At least she won't say nothing to him.
Oh, she might.
No. If he ever decide to build one, he'd build it if he don't want. Then what is he gonna do?
Is she gonna let him say it first?
He gonna say it first. And she gonna be where he be.
Yeah.
Now, you know, he don't have sense enough to fix a place big enough for him and her and they three children. He knows. Them three depend.
All the rest of them left.
Grown out on their own. Some of these children, they've been staying up there in Gainesville with their sisters and their brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened up there, but one of them that's been staying up there, she done left. She come home. Yeah, she stays around there with her ma and pa. Well, I wonder, how do they sleep? Some of them sleep on the floor, or what's that? How is it doing?
Oh, if there is a floor.
I just don't see. Well, she's tired of staying up there, away from home. All right, if they don't do something, well, she'll go somewhere there. I see she got a sister in New Jersey. You see, one of George's daughters is up there in New Jersey. Huh. If they don't make no arrangements, I bet you anything, we didn't know anything. This young woman was in New Jersey with her sister. Just on the corner, her parents, Kelsey.
But you and Martha have plenty of things to talk about.
Yes, ma'am. We have plenty of things to talk about. That's as good a woman and as good a friend as I admit.
She doesn't talk much.
But she's talking about a friend. That's one. She's been one to me. Well, I ain't gonna take nothing to do with her business. Me and her talk about our business. She used to help me, and I'd help her do things when she moved over there. When her daddy put her out, and she moved over, got a house and moved over there, I had plenty of wood on my yard. So I told her, I said, now, Martha, I said, long. It's just a piece of wood on this yard. I said, it's two pieces. I said, one of them yours and one of them mine. She said, I was thinking George was in Miami at the time. I said, he was. So me and her stayed there. And she could cut wood like a man. And would do. And she come to get her some wood. Well, then she cut me some. I tell her, I said, now you don't have to cut my wood. I said, you just cut yours and I'll cut mine. And then you children will get my wood. She said, well, one kind deserves another. So you give me the wood, look like I could for to cut you some too. I said, you can do duck things for me. So you got my wood.
How did she get the wood home?
Sir?
How did she get the wood home?
Well, see, she lived in that little house right there below that big house.
Oh, right next to
I lived in the big house and she lived in the little one.
Yes.
So, we told her that.
Yes. Well, that was handy. Mm-hmm. Well, you've been right close together all this time.
That's right. And then you see she had a big bunch of children. They could told it. And help cut it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't all.
And George knocked around the right smart then.
Mm-hmm. Still knocking around.
Yeah. He don't go off to Miami now.
No, he ain't going to Miami. Go somewhere else, but he ain't been like that.
Yeah. That's too far for him now. He don't need to go that far.
As I tell him, George played crazy to his folks and his family. I said, but when he go to Miami and somebody speak to him down there, I said, he uses his brains. He gets himself away from there and don't care about it.
Yeah.
And he plays crazy to his family.
Mm-hmm. Cause they nurse it, you see.
Yeah.
George, something. George won't do this. You know George ain't gonna take that. But if he gonna a man do something, he got no business. And they tell him, what if you do it again, or if you don't get away from here? Such and such a time, he'll say you something.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I better get back down and see what that old man doing.
Well, we got ready. Got to get ready for this cold weather again, Mr.
Yes, I'm going down and get in me some wood.
Get in me some wood.
That's right.
It don't freeze tonight, they say.
So that's what he say. I believe in me. I believe in you.
It's got all day to get on.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm going to think about a great deal today is that little clear stream up there in Georgia. That looks like you all fishing.
Well, near about all the creeks there, they run clear water unless it rains, you see. And muddy water run off of the soil down into the creek. Well, then the creek would be muddy. So far. Well, other than that, it was just as clear as that woman had just.
Oh.
But you see, you'd have to find, it'd be shallow here, and maybe that old head would be a deep hole.
Yeah.
Done washed out. And there. That's where we'd be the fishing hole.
They fish in holes back in Fish Prairie. They go around and find them holes.
Yes.
Where the
trout
is.
Is I
haven't seen Isaiah. Is he still around?
He's all right. He's over there. I've seen him
yesterday evening. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to go down there and visit with him and Miss Bessie, and I just haven't done it. I don't know when to catch him.
No, I can't tell you. He come home, Mr. Marley. She got his supper ready. He come home and eat his supper. If he got to get in some wool, he get in his wool. And he go down there and speak to dog. And next time you see him in his car, going this way or going that way. He done got his business tended to. And then he don't stay home like he did when he first come there. So I guess he's going to find him some other place to go.
Oh.
Well, he always stops at your house.
Yes, sir. Most of the time he stops there. But he hardly ever come in.
Yeah.
He stops at the steps and asks me how I'm feeling and something like that. He gone.
And that's all the time he has for you?
That's all he has for me, Mr. Miles. I'm bawling.
Stacy, I've got a little fish in here I'm going to give you.
Thank you.
And you come in here and speak to Mother a minute.
Well, I wonder why Miss Bessie and Isaiah couldn't come up here some night after Isaiah gets in that car.
Best thing, Uncle.
Bessie, what?
I said, best thing, Uncle.
You don't stick
she
in the butt.
She thinks she sees.
Oh, don't tell me.
She do.
Does she?
She thinks she sees.
Well,
yeah.
He needs to get her out.
Yeah.
He needs to get out and see, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He don't know whether she's sick or not. Just sit right there and then look in the front things. And once she get up and eat something, then she comes up. Walk in the yard. All right, good. Huh? I don't feel good all the time.
This time, I know, but I ain't
gonna sit there and see you up.
What is that? Come on, this old dress.
I made me an apron.
Why, that's just beautiful.
Isn't it? Thank
you. Why, it is just beautiful.
I tell her I think she's got one for every day in the week, guys. Haven't you? How many?
I expect so.
Well, let me see that, Miss Daisy. That
all
is pretty.
Look at that. And you starch them.
Yes.
Miss Daisy.
Yeah. And now, how do you do that, Miss Daisy? You got a pocket in it.
Yes, I got a pocket. Got two.
Got two pockets. That's nice. Now, what's that down at the bottom? Is that decoration or him or? Mm-hmm.
The red guy.
Yeah.
You do that?
Yes.
What
I
is?
I have to do it all, Miss Martha. I ain't got nobody to do it for me.
Well, what do you call that, Miss Daisy?
Well, just a little something to make it
pretty.
Sure, make this sure.
Oh.
Oh. What is that? Little black strip?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes what is that? That's flowers, white flowers against
yes.
So brown.
Brown, and white flowers.
That's right.
And that was a dress?
Yes. It was my granddaughter's dress. So she gave it to me before she left here. But I think she said, "Here, Grandma, make it apron eyes. You see, somebody got paint all over it."
I couldn't get it out, but I said,
"Won't waste
money."
No,
it's not noticeable.
You see, if I don't show it, nobody won't know it's there.
No.
And it takes a lot of aprons.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes it takes people. Of course, you see, make it up and do some. I'm yawning. Get bandana. Well, if I want to come over here, I've got to clean and put on to come over here. If I want to go to the store, I've got to clean them, or I'll come back and get that done or that piece.
And go back in the yard.
That's right.
That's easier than
Miss Daisy, why did people stop wearing aprons?
Aprons?
Yeah.
I don't know. They got too proud.
Why, that's the handiest thing I ever saw.
Well, it is for me. If I ain't got on my apron, I don't feel like I'm fully dressed.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
It's easier to change your apron than it is your dress.
It's easier to change my apron than it is my dress. Easier to wash my apron than it is my dress. Well, let me get open and see what it's going to do.
Okay.